Chapter 1, Real Estate Agency. Introduction to Real Estate Agency. Illinois no longer recognizes common law agency. Additionally, Illinois no longer allows the use of subagency in real estate transactions, where the representative of the buyer was a subagent of the seller. Illinois now recognizes both a seller agency agreement and a buyer agency agreement, whereby one agent has a fiduciary relationship with the seller and another agent has a fiduciary relationship with the buyer. Agency relationships in Illinois are governed under statutory law. The body of law on which Illinois agency is based in Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000. Law of Agency. In Illinois, the law of agency defines the rights and duties of the principal and the agent. It applies to a variety of business transactions. Both contract law and real estate licensing laws, in addition to the law of agency, interpret the relationship between real estate licensees and their clients. In Illinois, the Real Estate License Act of 2000 is given precedence in defining legal real estate agency concepts. Insofar as real estate is considered, Illinois is a statutory agency state that has replaced common law duties with statutory duties. Definitions. Legally, agency refers to a strict, defined legal relationship. In the case of real estate, agency is a relationship that a broker, managing broker, or residential leasing agent, representing the sponsoring broker, may have with buyers, sellers, landlords, or tenants. Those who hire are clients, and those who are hired are agents. A real estate licensee becomes an agent through a contractual agreement, whether expressed or implied. At this point, the real estate licensee actually becomes a legal, loyal agent obligated to work for the client's best interests at all times, so long as those interests are within the law. Definitions, statutory, Real Estate License Act of 2000. Key terms of the law of agency under Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000 are defined as follows. Agent, the individual who is authorized and consents to represent the interests of another person. In the real estate business, a firm's sponsoring broker is the agent and shares this responsibility with the licensees who work for them. Agency, a relationship in which a consumer has given consent, express or implied, to a real estate licensee to represent the consumer in a real property transaction. Consent may be given to a licensee directly or through an affiliated licensee. Brokerage agreement, an agreement, made verbally or set out in writing, for an agent or firm to provide brokerage services to a consumer and to receive compensation for providing those services. Compensation, payment, monetary or otherwise, made to a person or entity for executing services for a client or customer. Consumer, a person or entity for whom an agent provides services, which are only to be provided by a licensee, or a person or entity who seeks such services from a licensee. Confidential information, information given by a client to a licensee during the term of a brokerage agreement that the client requests, in writing or verbally, the licensee keep in confidence. Relates to the client's negotiating position. Could do damage to the client's negotiating position if disclosed. This information must not be shared unless the client gives authorization for the licensee to share the information. The information must be shared by law, or the information is revealed by some person or entity other than the licensee. Client versus customer. There is a distinction between the level of services a licensee, as agent, provides to a client and the level of services a licensee may provide to a customer. Customer, a person or entity for whom a licensee is providing services but who is not represented by the licensee in an agency relationship. Client, the person or entity that a licensee represents in a real property transaction. The client is the principal to whom her agent gives advice and counsel, and a written agency agreement has been signed by the client and agent. The agent is entrusted with certain confidential information and has fiduciary responsibilities, sometimes called statutory responsibilities, to the principal. In contrast, the customer is entitled to factual information and honest dealings as a consumer but never receives advice and counsel, or confidential information about the principal. The real estate licensee may provide clerical acts to the customer but does not create a non-agency relationship, as an agent works for the client. Just as the agent owes certain duties to the principal has responsibilities toward the agent. The principal's primary duties are to comply with the brokerage agreement and cooperate with the agent. The principal must not hinder the agent and must deal with the agent in good faith. The principal also must compensate the agent according to the terms of the brokerage agreement. Fiduciary statutory responsibilities. The agency agreement usually authorizes the real estate licensee to act for the principal. The agent's fiduciary relationship of trust and confidence means that the real estate licensee owes the principal certain duties. These duties were not simply moral or ethical. They formed the common law of agency and now are the basis for statutory laws governing real estate transactions. Under the common law of agency, an agent owes the principal the duties of care, obedience, loyalty, disclosure, accounting, and confidentiality. The six common law fiduciary duties may be remembered by the acronym COLDAC: 1. Care. 2. Obedience. 3. Loyalty. 4. Disclosure. 5. Accounting. And 6. Confidentiality. Care. Agents must exercise a reasonable degree of care while transacting the business entrusted to them by the principal. Principals expect the agent's skill and expertise in real estate matters to be superior to that of the average person. The agent should know all facts pertinent to the principal's affairs, such as the physical characteristics of the property being transferred and the type of financing being used. If the agent represents the seller, care and skill include helping the seller arrive at an appropriate listing price, discovering and disclosing facts that affect the seller, and properly presenting the contracts that the seller signs. It also means properly marketing the property and helping the seller evaluate the terms and conditions of offers to purchase. An agent who represents the buyer is expected to help the buyer locate suitable property and evaluate property values, neighborhoods and property conditions, financing alternatives, and offers and counteroffers with the buyer's interest in mind. An agent who does not make a reasonable effort to properly represent the interests of the principal could be found by a court to have been negligent. The agent is liable to the principal for any loss resulting from the agent's negligence or carelessness. The standard of care will vary from market to market and depends on the expected behavior for a particular type of transaction in a particular area. Obedience. The fiduciary relationship obligates the agent to act in good faith at all times, obeying the principal's instructions in accordance with the contract. However, that obedience is not absolute. The agent may not obey instructions that are unlawful or unethical. On the other hand, an agent who exceeds the authority assigned in the contract will be liable for any losses that the principal suffers as a result. Loyalty. The principal's interests come first, even above the self-interest of the agent. Agents must not consider how the result of negotiations will serve their own interests, for instance, by providing them with a higher commission. Each agent must perform all services with the goal of promoting the principal's interests. By law, in all 50 states, agents are not permitted to buy property listed with them for their accounts or buy or sell property in which they have personal interest, unless they have made that interest known to the principal or purchaser and received that party's consent. Illinois license law prohibits an agent from acting as a dual agent in any transaction to which the agent is a party, buyer, or seller. The agent must be particularly sensitive to any possible conflicts of interest. Disclosure. It is the agent's duty to keep the principal informed of all facts or information that could affect a transaction. Duty of disclosure includes disclosure of relevant information or material facts that the agent knows or should have known. The agent is obligated to discover facts that a reasonable person would feel are important in choosing a course of action, regardless of whether those facts are favorable or unfavorable to the principal's position. The agent may be held liable later for a mistake on these issues. The Illinois Residential Real Property Disclosure Form shifts the responsibility for full disclosure from the real estate agent to the seller. It requires that sellers of 1-4 unit residential properties fill out property disclosure forms, revealing any material defects they are aware of in the real estate for sale. The completed forms shall be given to buyers before an offer is made. If the disclosure form is delivered after the offer has been accepted and if it has any negative disclosures, the buyer has 3 days to cancel the contract. Furthermore, if the seller learns of a new problem after a contract is signed and up until closing, disclosure must be made in writing to the buyer. In the latter case, the buyer does not have the power to simply cancel the contract. Compensation may be negotiated or the problem remedied by the seller. Disclosure forms are usually completed by the seller before he signs the listing agreement or at the time of signing. Regardless of the seller's completion of the disclosure form, the seller's agent is required to disclose all material defects known to her, including in cases where the agent knows that the seller has misrepresented the extent or existence of property defects, or has not fully disclosed them. An agent for a buyer must disclose deficiencies of a property as well. Accounting. Most states' license laws require that agents periodically report the status of all funds or property received from or on behalf of the principal. Similarly, most state license laws require that licensees give accurate copies of all documents to all affected parties and keep copies on file for a period of time. Illinois licensees are required to deliver true copies of all executed sales contracts to the people who sign them within 24 hours. In Illinois, all funds entrusted to a licensee must be deposited in a special escrow account by the next business day following the signing of a sales contract or lease. Commingling such monies with the licensee's personal or general business funds is illegal. Conversion, the practice of using those escrow funds as the licensee's own money, is illegal as well. Licensees should be aware that records of escrow account transactions and reconciliations must be kept on file for at least 5 years. All records can be kept electronically but must be backed up on a regular basis. Confidentiality. Confidentiality is a key element of fiduciary duties. Client information obtained during the term of the brokerage agreement must be kept confidential. For example, when the principal is the seller, the agent may not reveal such things as the principal's willingness to accept less than the listing price or urgency to sell, unless the principal has authorized the disclosure. If the principal is the buyer, the agent may not disclose that the buyer will pay a higher price, is under a tight moving schedule, or other facts that might harm the principal's bargaining position. These statutory duties, based on, but replacing, common law duties, are set forth in Article 15 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000. An agent may not disclose personal, confidential information about her principal. However, known material facts about the property's physical condition or its environs must always be disclosed. A material fact is any fact that, if known, might reasonably be expected to affect the course of events.